Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think the biggest thing for me heading into this season, the biggest question I have, because they're talking 94 feet, Doug Christie's talking defense, they're talking about scoring and running and playing off the defensive end, you know, their offense, their defense generating their offense, is can, and that, to me, that sounds like a high-level approach to defense. Mm-hmm. It's great talk. Can Doug get them to execute at that high level?
Right.
Can he get them to execute at that high level regularly in practice? Can he get them to execute at that high level when the season gets underway here in Phoenix? And can he get them to execute at that high level when the newness wears off and it's December and you got, you know, 4-6 nights, five or whatever, and those practice sessions that you're having right now, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Now you're doing like maintenance sessions. Now you're doing film sessions. Can they execute at that high level then? Mm-hmm. Can it be something you enter the season with and carry with you as far into game 82 as you could possibly get? Because if they can, I feel really, really good about this team. I'm not going to tell you that I think that they can, but I see the vision. I do think they have stronger personnel than most people think that they do. I think Dennis is I think they're all good, except for Keon. I think Keon is very, very good. Keegan, Keegan is a hell of a defender. He is. And I always try to be careful when it comes to, you know, looking at tape, looking at film, looking at games, and determining they missed this assignment. They missed this. I don't know what the assignment was. And you talked yesterday about the differences between the way Mike Brown taught defense, coached defense, mm-hmm. and what he expected of his team defensively versus what Doug Christie has told us his approach is going to be to the defensive end, and how very, very, very different those two are.
Yeah, and once again, I don't necessarily know what the scheme was, but it's just from like kind of watching how they played, hearing different things that, you know, were said the last couple of years, and listening to what Doug talked about. You know, maybe it was something where they tried to funnel the defense to the baseline or tried to funnel. So when you close out somebody, you close out on the high side and you end up kind of leaving a lane for them to attack. But that's where the help is supposed to be that. And it's more towards the sidelines and towards the baseline. And what Doug talked about yesterday was the number one priority is going to be you close out, you square up, you keep the guy in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, we're not funneling anybody somewhere necessarily. as the base of what we're trying to do defensively. We may have times throughout a game where we say, hey, this is how we're going to play it and scheme up some stuff. But the foundation, the fundamental base of how we go about things is you got somebody in front of you, you keep them in front of you. It's one-on-one. It's mano-a-mano. And you figure this out. And that might have been something that was a little different than what Mike Brown taught those guys and wanted them to do. And maybe it focused a little bit more immediately on the team defense aspect of it all. So that could be a difference. That could be something that's more conducive to guys like Keegan, like Dennis Schroeder, like Zach LaVine. You know, they might be built a little bit more for that as opposed to wandering a little bit mentally by saying, oh, it's okay if I just guide them to this is where the help should be. No, keep them in front of you. So it's not to say one is better or different. Mike Brown has been an unbelievable defensive strategist in this league. He knows defense. He teaches defense. Traditionally, his teams are good at defense. So it's not like he was wrong or anything like that. But maybe what Doug has in store fits this group a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Give me something that you're watching for entering the season, like something you're watching for right now.
The group of guys that they have, the roster, the team they have, is everybody locked into winning basketball? We got a little taste of maybe what the mindset was when Zach LaVine had mentioned it a little bit when he was talking on media day, or maybe it was the first day of practice. But he just talked about how, like, yeah, we got vets, we got rookies, like, everybody's got one common goal. I thought being team 1 year, that was a major underrated factor to their success. They had veterans who had established themselves as good NBA players with the numbers they put up, maybe the money they had made, and they were established that way. The only thing that was left was, is this guy a winning player? They had rookies and young guys who really were trying to establish themselves in the league. And to do that, you had to be on a winning team. And it all came together. It all came together for that group. They all were like, hey, the only thing that's going to get us out of the predicament that we're in is if we win basketball games. Mm-hmm. And that was the focus. I wonder if this team is at that spot as well this year, where everything that everybody's saying about us, DeMar's put up numbers, Zach LaVine's put up numbers, Sabonis has put up numbers, all this other stuff. Only thing that matters is whether or not we can win games. Those people still gonna talk about us crazy. So I wonder if that's the primary focus of this group.
I feel like we've asked, specifically, I feel like you've asked a similar question before as it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. A little bit different in the sense that you weren't necessarily talking about winning football. You were talking about the focus being on winning and not on my contract extension.
Right.
Or, and again, it's professional sports. It's business. There has to be room for both. But when both are present, like one suffers. It's like when you're paying attention to two things, you're not really paying attention to neither. Mm-hmm. Another reason I hate Monday night football game doubleheaders. another thing that's a good one too. Another thing that I'm kind of locked into, and I think people who would take what you just said would also look at, like, there's a lot of short-term contracts on here. You know, Keegan's not under contract yet. Keon's not under contract yet. You think about those two guys as pillars. Malik is under contract, but by all accounts, you tried to trade him this offseason. DeMar is short-term. Zach LaVine is short-term. And you have Domas here, but if you don't have the rest of them, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
I think the biggest question I have, and to me, like, defense, dedicated to winning, all of those things, I think they'll all find themselves at some point. The biggest thing I'm curious about for the Sacramento Kings is, will the absence of turmoil be enough to set this team in the right direction. No one's getting fired. Probably. No one's getting fired. No one's getting traded. Like, your general manager is here. Maybe there will be trades, but there won't be one as seismic as the one that happened last February, right? Which was related to the coaching firing. That's not happening. Doug is here. Bobby's here. Their staff is here. Scott Perry is here. Scott Perry's staff is here. They're locked in. They're dedicated. They're trying to build a winner. Will the absence of all of that stuff that DeMar talked about on Monday, what will that do to improve this basketball team?
Right.
I believe it will improve them. How much is a question?
And that's just it's going to be the million-dollar question, really, with this group.
Sorry.
People have been blowing up my phone left and right.
Well, I saw it and I forgot the game is Thursday, so I immediately, like, I read this completely wrong. Schefter just tweeted, Jesus Christ. Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Jawan Jennings, they're all out tomorrow. So the 49ers are 3-2. Headed into week six. Yeah, Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Jawan Jennings, they are all out Thursday versus the Rams. That's according to Adam Schefter.
The interesting thing about that is, I'm not going to backslide on it because I was like, yeah, get Brock out there. But if he out on Thursday, why did he play on Sunday?
Did he get re-injured on Sunday?
He said he didn't.
Oh, well, then I don't have a clue.
Like, if he said it was still sore. He's like, it's not as bad as it was after the Seattle.
Are we still talking about the toe?
Mm-hmm. He said not as bad as it was after the Seattle game, but it was still a little sore. I think he said that yesterday when he talked to the media. And if it's to the point.
So I didn't think anything of this, but they asked him if the game was today, could you play?
Mm-hmm.
And he said no, but I have two more days.
Talking about that after the.
He said this.
After the game this past Sunday.
He said it either yesterday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He said it the same day Kyle Shanahan was talking about beating up Robert Saleh. He said it the same day.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it, but. I guess there's something. Is there something to it?
So the interesting thing about this past game on Sunday is I asked the question, if Mac Jones wasn't hurt, would he have played on Sunday?
If Mac Jones wasn't hurt, would he have played?
If he didn't hurt that knee against
mm-hmm.
the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
would he have played on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like yes.
Mm-hmm.
That looks crazy to me. Like it doesn't feel like you re-injured the toe.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it's as bad as it was after the Seahawks game. But you played on Sunday, and now you can't play on Thursday. I'm not saying anything nefarious. It just tells me he shouldn't have played on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at that point, you're going with what's his name, Adrian Martinez,
and
would have
maybe,
been going into that game.
And maybe the idea was, yo, I'm good enough to go. And I think I could make the argument they needed him to go. You don't agree?
No, I mean I was with you all week. I said that the same thing. You know, going up against Jacksonville, if you can go.
And maybe he thought that he could.
Yeah.
And I maybe, and I get, we do this as fans, media, whatever. Maybe you just can't do it as a player. Well, it's like, all right, hold on, Brock. We got a game Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're being realistic here, what's the percentage?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd probably have to have a percentage upwards of 80. To be like, okay, you're going to get knocked down a little bit.
Yeah.
You should be able to go Thursday.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get completely re-injured, you should be able to go Thursday. Maybe he just wasn't, maybe if we put a percentage on it, maybe he wasn't 80 on Sunday.
Yeah. Like I said, if you would have told me you're going to play on Sunday, as far as we know, nothing will be re-aggravated, nothing will be hurt, and you won't be able to go on Thursday, then you can't play on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would just win our Adrian Martinez with it.
Well, Mac Jones is going to start this week. He's going to start tomorrow. Okay, we'll talk more about this. Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings out. Mac Jones, Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, they're in. Also, George Kittle's still not playing in this game. Well, so, shout out Tunjus. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this developing story for tomorrow's Thursday night football game with the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. We also got a couple of more things we want to look for this upcoming season for your Sacramento Kings. We'll dive into all of that, plus Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Not Jason Jones. That's what I'm used to. James Hamm after practice.
Same.
I mean, literally, the exact same. Same interests, same likes, all of that. James will be with us after practice here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's play this game with Damian real quick. We were talking a little bit about the Niners. We talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the Niners situation, if you guys just tuning in, Brock Purdy.
It's bad.
Ricky
if
Pearsall,
you're just tuning in, it's bad.
Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, all ruled out.
Joe Montana, Steve Young, they're all out.
We're going to have to bring them back.
Well, they're out.
Bring them back. For Thursday against the Rams. Niners, as you reported earlier, now 3-2 on the season.
Yeah.
3-2 yeah.
This is breaking news.
This season. But I was talking about earlier today, I posted a clip on Twitter of it's Rams week. So somebody had a video of Christian McCaffrey's first game against the Rams.
Okay.
Where he made history. by running for a touchdown, throwing for a touchdown, receiving a touchdown. Niners won that game. Mm-hmm. Do you know what their record was going into that game? It was a week 8 game.
Week 8, I'm going to go going into the game. So mm-hmm. not, was it? He got here in week 8, really.
He got here, I think, in week 7.
But he played the Chiefs. Yep. They lost. Mm-hmm. Was it 4-3?
Close. 3-4. 3-4.
I didn't remember them being under 500. I just remember that being a seismic moment. I remember being it being a really big deal that he played Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the Rams game.
3-4. Jimmy Garoppolo was the quarterback for that game. Do you remember how that season ended? When was the last game they played that year?
When was the last game?
Like, what was the last game? What?
It was the Super Bowl. No?
No. Close, though. NFC Championship.
Oh, it was the Rams. It was when they lost to the Rams.
No, that was when they lost to the Eagles. That was the other time they were in the NFC Championship.
How many NFC Championships have you lost since this show has been on the air? God damn it.
2-1 Super Bowl.
Eagles, that was in Philadelphia. That's the one Bonte went to.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And like I said,
was McCaffrey's first year.
Yeah.
So had the Rams already happened?
Yeah. The Rams had
the loss
before.
To the Rams
that
had
was,
already happened.
That was Debo's crazy season.
Oh, right.
Crazy
right.
Into
okay,
the season.
Yeah.
In this clip, Jimmy Garoppolo was the quarterback and led them to that win to get them to 4-4. Did Jimmy Garoppolo play in that NFC Championship game?
No.
No.
No, he did not.
So I say all that to say,
he did not.
Whether the Niners are 3-1, 4-1, 3-2, 3-4.
Come to think about it, did Brock Purdy
barely
finish in that game?
Barely. There's a lot of football left. So the whole thing came up. We're like, oh, this is why you had to win that game against the Jags.
Okay.
You would have liked to, but there's a lot of football left. And you hopefully have a lot of people coming back. You know, you can get healthy as the season goes along, win some games, and have a good season.
Shout out Chris in the chat. He says, you lose 100% of the NFC championships you don't make.
Good call, Bill Ronowski.
That's a good hard to argue. Hard to argue.
A lot of football left, man. So they end up 3-2. You don't want that, but they got to find a way to start getting people healthy and getting people back into the lineup.
Yeah.
And now you would have had about 2 weeks between Brock Purdy games. Because he's getting the 10
sure,
days.
You get the long, yeah. And you get the mini buy or whatever.
Didn't do anything after the Sunday game.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Get him healthy. We circled Tampa Bay as a possible return for George Kittle.
We did.
When he got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you get that. Hopefully nothing seriously wrong with Ricky. Maybe you get him back.
I feel like Ricky and Juwan are just going to battle all year.
Man.
They're going to be dealing with something, one thing or another, like the entire season. I hope I'm wrong,
yeah.
But that's what it feels like we've walked into, especially with Juwan. Juwan, it was like halfway through the first day of camp, and it hasn't gotten better. Maybe the particular injury has gotten better, but the overall health of Juwan Jennings hasn't gotten better. It's right. Just because, and I don't see how in a game like professional football, it can. I just don't see how it can. Like, this is going to be him, unfortunately, all year.
Yeah. I mean, in that ankle, I don't know when you'll feel right on the ankle. You might be feeling better or good enough to play, but I don't know when you're going to feel right. Ribs, same thing. You know, if you got bruised ribs, that might take you a month to not feel it the same way. And that's if you don't get hit there the right way time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I will say this, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, as perplexed as I am as to why Brock played on Sunday, even though I kind of know the answer, like if Mac would have been healthy, he probably wouldn't have played. yeah, getting a hold of what's going on here with these injuries might be a little bit more important than rushing people back to play on Thursday.
Yes, but is it real? Is getting a hold of these injuries realistic? I'm sorry. Is getting a hold of these injuries realistic when you're trying to be competitive? When you're still trying to reach your end goal?
To a certain extent. Like, you can't be trying to get a hold of these injuries in week 10. You know what I mean? But sure. Right now, what is this? We're going into week 5.
Yeah.
Week 5 and maybe even week 6. Like, and I say week 6, if Kittle could come back in Tampa Bay, maybe you give him one extra week just to make sure. Like, you want to do everything you can to not have this be reoccurring. So you've got that opportunity right now where, yeah, he could come back against Tampa Bay, but we're gonna wait another week and do it that way. Whereas you probably wouldn't do that in week 12, right? If Kittle had gotten hurt 3-4 weeks before and he can come back in week 12, usually like, nah, we're gonna wait till week 13. Man, you might be 6-6 at that time. Yeah. Like, you need him back at that week. So I think Tampa Bay is kind of the cutoff for that. At that point, you got to kind of start getting people out there that can play and maybe even pushing the envelope a little bit to, like, yeah, you might be a little banged up, but like what
he. But Tampa Bay's week 6? Or
week 6, yeah. After week 6, to put, for instance, Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy this week, once again, I could play. If you guys are in a pinch, I could play. I don't feel 100%, but I could play if you need me. Kyle might say, that's not good enough. Sit out Thursday. Week 7, week 8, Brock says the same thing. You might treat it like he did the Jags game, right? Like, all right, you're not 80%. I'm going to try and protect you, make sure we don't have you rolling out too much or whatever, but we kind of need you out there, big dog. Like, we need you. I think, and that may seem unfair.
Yeah.
I think that's how.
Sound football, like a jerk, if we're being honest.
I think that's how football goes, though.
That's exactly how football goes.
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, whether we like it or not. Yeah. That is exactly how football goes.
No, Lazy. No. I said week 6, not 6 weeks. Two differences there. Week 6, not 6 weeks.
Lazy, you're fired. For starting that. It's a tough look for the San Francisco 49ers, but, you know, I hate to be that guy. It's a short week. Both teams are at a disadvantage. It's at home. That favors the Rams. I think the Rams are a better football team entering the game anyways. It's also a divisional round game. And, you know, got him when it counts. But, like, it is still this McVay-Shanahan thing. It's not like Shanahan is going into this game. I'm sure he's frustrated. But my opinion, he's not going into this game defeated.
I don't think so.
Like, I mean, there's no different approach. Like, he thinks very highly of Mac Jones. Schefter, and I'll start, you know, perusing the accounts of, you know, Nick Wagner, Cam Inman, you know, all of these guys that we talk to regularly about Mac Jones. But Mac Jones did enter last week's game injured as well. So where is he at? How's he feeling? Because he's going to have a tall task ahead of him now. Going against in my opinion, a very good Los Angeles Rams team.
I saw a tweet from Michael Lombardi, so if I'm wrong, you can blame him, not me.
Okay.
But he had a tweet saying that the Rams are the healthiest team in the NFL.
Okay.
Which actually checks out. I can't think of anybody they've lost to injuries.
So I was going to say, like, are we just talking about?
Yeah, games lost.
Sure.
Games lost. Can't think of
good for them.
Anybody they've lost. So.
I thought they were entering the season hurt.
Right.
Guess not, man.
Remember, we thought Jimmy G would be playing in this game.
Absolutely did. absolutely did think that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be playing. 100%. They kept talking about Matt Stafford's back, and they're just like, there's no way. There's no way.
Right. Epidural, well, all this other stuff.
Turns out epidural's a hell of a drug. Turns out Matt Stafford, it works. So, yeah, they're cooking. They look good. And I thought they looked good this week. I thought that was a great game by the Colts. And Matt Stafford does what he does. I don't even know what these mean anymore. I don't know if it's Stafford or Dak, but I feel like those guys have the most fourth quarter comebacks.
Sounds about right.
In the NFL. And yeah, Stafford, I feel like Stafford had kind of had that nod for a while, and he had another one. Mm-hmm. Like Stafford with the ball in his hands late in a game, he gets the job done.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, they're going to the Niners got a tall task ahead of them.
They do.
On Thursday. I think they're actually going to play a good game on that one. I'm not anticipating like a win, but I do think it's going to be a close game. They're going to have an opportunity to win.
I don't think there's any reason to believe that they can't. Well, there is. We just told you. Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, and Ricky Pearsall are out. That's a pretty good reason to believe they won't. If this was Sunday, I'd be like, I'm not buying it. But it's Thursday, and again, everything favors the Rams. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, it's Thursday. No one wants to play this game. Point that out. It is in L.A. 49er fans will be there in attendance for sure, as they always are.
Anticipated to have 61% of the fans.
So I don't know where you were. Oh, it was Monday when I was, it was like when James got out of here. I was talking about the 49ers before you got here. It's a home game in, you know, terms of like it's great that fans will be there. It's great that it's going to be 60% 49er fan. It's a home game because of the Rams are in bed and they're waking up and they're going to work. The 49ers have to travel. So like, I think we take road and home sometimes, and we think mostly about like the environment and the environment favors San Francisco. That's great. You took that element away. It's still a game that they have to travel to. It's still a game that they're out of their home element of.
Yeah.
So that is a factor, be it small or not,
right?
In this conversation.
Yeah.
So a tall task for the 49ers.
And you want to go to, you know, examples of situations like this. I don't think Matthew Stafford got hurt last year. But didn't the Rams have to deal with Puka and Cooper Kupp injured early in the season, and then they got healthy as the season went along and got on their run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and Kyle were on that real quick. Like, hey, Rams look like something. I was like, we'll see. We got to the end of the season. I was like, I think the Rams are winning the Super Bowl. Like, or if not, they're going to compete with the Eagles. Like, that's where they got at the end of the year for me. But yeah, you guys spotted that quick. Maybe that's San Francisco this year.
Nothing has really changed for me for how I see this Niners team. Since August, since training camp, I think they're going to get better as the season goes along. And I just what I feel about them. If you're going to get them, Rams, Jags got them, Bucks, same thing. If you're going to get them early. Because that second half of the season, I think they're going to start cooking. I think, obviously, they need injuries to not play as big of a factor. So if they're healthy, that's obviously the caveat. I think if you're going to get the Niners and put them in a compromising spot, beat them in this first half of the season. Second half of the season, going into the playoffs, I think that's going to be one of the best teams in football. Get them early. Get them early.
All right, that's tomorrow. We'll talk more about the San Francisco 49ers. Matter of fact, we can do it now. The last time these two teams played, if I have this right, you're better at this. It was the game in December where there was no touchdown scored. It was 12-6.
rainy day, rainy Monday night.
You really know the weather. Like, you remember the weather very, very well. Not only do you remember weather of the past, you know the weather of the future.
Well,
it's probably
week 18. Probably gonna rain.
5 years of D'Lo and Casey. That's probably your best moment. When you said it was gonna rain that day, like in October, you said it was gonna rain in January.
Yeah.
It was, and I'll be damned if it wasn't the worst rainstorm we'd ever had.
A little after New Year's, I think.
Getting us out of the most useless football game that was ever played.
Yeah, I was like, it's probably going to rain. It's going to rain. Last year, I think it was raining pretty bad, and then it let up in the second half. But yeah, Brock threw an interception late in that game around the end zone, which was frustrating. Niners really didn't have anybody in that one. I think Pearsall played, but that might be about it. That was that. Once again, I think that was towards the end of the season. The writing was pretty much on the wall at that point.
Yeah,
might have been one of Purdy's last games. He played another game against the Lions. I think that was his actual last game. And Pearsall played good, but that game might have been a week or two before that.
There's a couple of. There is. You want the good news or the bad news?
Give me the bad news, Doc.
The Rams' pass rush is really strong.
Yeah. Jared Verse, that's a problem. Man. That boy's a problem.
Very dangerous. Mm-hmm. The good news, their secondary might not be the best. So if you could buy yourself a couple of seconds, you might be able to... Well... If you can find Kendrick Bourne, your lead receiver going into Thursday night.
If you can find Sky Moore.
Hey.
Sky Moore breakout game on Thursday.
Boy. And if that happens without Kyle Mattson present to talk about it, I'd be devastated. Devastated.
Yeah. Give the guy some time. Speaking of give the guy some time, did you see this? This is when things should kind of just be abolished. Did you see PFF as the 49ers offensive line is like sixth in rushing and seventh in pass protection?
No.
All right, man.
Pro Football Focus is a very interesting website. I feel like maybe, like, and I have spent time on that site. And maybe it's really, really great for like fantasy users. Mm-hmm. I remember using it a lot when I did a weekly NFL show in WCW. But outside of that, sometimes the numbers don't match the eyes.
Mm-hmm. To say the least.
I don't get it.
I don't think that the 49ers offensive line has been the worst in football. I'm not saying they should be 31st or 32nd, but I definitely have not watched them for 4 weeks and been like, this is a top 10 unit in the game. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was nothing behind that. I just saw that. And I was like, wait till I tell Damien.
Is there? I love the idea. Well, I can't pretend like that doesn't happen where I see some, oh, wait till I show this to Kenny. Is that the, you know, you, we talked about the Kings offense yesterday. Is that a little like the Kings offense where pro, I mean, obviously it wasn't Pro Basketball Reference that did it, but Pro Football Focus having the 49ers, you said it was offensive line or defensive line?
Offensive line,
you know, ranking high in pass protection, rush protection, all that stuff. And it's like, okay, those numbers don't necessarily match the eyes. Mm-hmm. The Sacramento Kings offense was, we established it was somewhere in the top 10, top 8, top 7, depending on what metric you used. But I don't feel like our eyes told us that story.
See, I think it did.
Really?
I think it did with the Kings. I never watched the Kings and thought offense was the issue.
But I did. Okay. Did you watch the Kings thinking at any point? And let's zero this in because we're really talking about post-February and we acknowledge the numbers were a little bit different post-February. That it's clunky? it's not necessarily, it's just there are times it was stagnant and that it wasn't necessarily smooth.
Yeah, sure.
I did. I'll speak for me. I thought that at
times. I know. Once again, I could have been wrong. I just never watched the Kings and was like, this offense is trash.
Well, you can't be wrong in your opinion. Like if you didn't think the offense was a problem, like that can't be right or wrong.
Trash.
On that.
This thing getting it done. It's, you know, I didn't look at it as necessarily clunky. I didn't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But to your original point, I was probably in a minority, right? And people looked at the offense that way, and then the numbers would say something different. And that is kind of like what the 49ers offensive line is kind of going through with what we see or what we think we see and what the PFF rankings is. And to be fair to PFF too, the people who run the site, at least as far as I know, aren't saying the 49ers have the sixth best offensive line.
Correct.
They're just using their metrics that they use for grade,
which are extremely complicated.
Yeah, and say this is just the number after all those grades, and it's sixth in the league.
Yeah.
So I do get that too. Like you can see somebody ranked as this, and also you use the eye test and be like, yeah, I don't look at them as the sixth best offensive line in run blocking in the league.
And then there's times where like they have the Raiders offensive line rated dead last, and you're like, damn, that's on point.
That's the second shot of the day of the Raiders.
What was the first one? Oh, the Aces.
You know, sorry, Raiders.
Yeah.
I got the Colts this weekend.
You know, Asia could probably sack Geno Smith, like if we're being realistic. Like, I think Chelsea Gray could get through that line and take Geno down.
Yeah,
Jackie Young getting an interception.
Jackie Young. Picked off.
Oh, that's tough. It's not fair.
That ain't fire.
Terrell Owens' voice.
That ain't fire.
Shout out to you. Always.
My boy T.O., man.
No doubt. We'll come back. Trista Crick's going to be with us coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. And we were on the air, thankfully, yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour when the tweet went out about Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, man.
I don't think the Jonathan Kuminga thing is completely behind us. It might be behind the Kings.
Okay.
For now. But the Jonathan Kuminga story might just be getting started. Huh. We'll explain. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have I made some mistakes? Sure. Was one of them forgetting that Jake Gaden joins us every Wednesday? Yes, that was one of them.
Well, you weren't alone.
Thankfully, Jake is here. I just talked with Trista. We can't move Trista today.
Oh, no.
So Trista's going to be with us tomorrow. But I got to remember that Coach Marion is with us at 2:15, by the grace of God. So we'll have to talk to Trista earlier in the day.
And, yeah, I'll check on that.
Coach?
Yeah, because he might just get the whole week off because they got to buy this week.
Oh, just give Coach the week off.
Yeah.
You off tomorrow? Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight? You off tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good for you. Let's bring in Jake. Jake's having a rough few minutes here. I thought we were bad for forgetting that Jake is joining us every Wednesday. He started talking to Jesse for 5 seconds about the Yanks Red Sox series.
I said like five words too.
And he's just absolutely lost it.
When he did the brrrr, that was
which is also the whitest thing that you could possibly do.
That was a hell of a crash out when that happened.
Jake, you good?
We're surviving.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right. It's a long series.
Well, not really.
Nope.
It's good in tonight.
No, it's not. It's only three games, Dave.
Definitely
it's
not.
Only three games. Do I have to remind you it's only three games?
No, you don't.
Do I have to remind you that tonight the Yankee season might be completely over at Yankee Stadium in a packed house? No, I don't need to remind you. Against, you know, the Boston Red Sox. Sorry.
Honestly, I was just trying to cheer you up, man.
But Jake is fully confident that this will result in a Yankees win.
Oh, I think history is on our side tonight. Just because every other wild card series, the game one winner has gone on to win 12 out of 12 times, doesn't beat history. Can't change itself on the 13th.
Damn.
13th is an unlucky
number. Lucky 13.
Well, hey, Jake, the Guardians won. The Guardians won today. They forced a game three.
Doesn't mean they're going to win game three.
No.
Well, shout out to you for calling them the Guardians, though.
Been calling them the Indians all week. I don't know what's gotten into me. Yeah, because I'm watching the game.
Casey, how can you wear a Reds hat after they got blown out by the Dodgers last night?
Hunter Green, that was disappointing to see in your first playoff performance, especially after you went to the mound and the night before and, you know, pounded the mound and your chest and, you know, I'm here, I've made it. And then that performance happens. Feel bad for the young man. That was an abomination. But I'm hoping for better tonight.
I'm not high on the Dodgers. I think their bullpen stinks, but that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, I agree. But I think they'll beat the Reds. I just don't think they'll beat the Phillies or the Brewers.
Okay. Everybody good now? Everybody feel better? No, Jake. Poor Jake. Jake's not good. He's not okay. That's all right, buddy. We're going to get you through this. Let's talk Kings basketball. How about that? You were at Media Day Monday. I think you were at practice yesterday.
And today.
Great. Let's talk about that. What stood out to you? Let's start with practice, obviously. What stood out to you the most the first 2 days of practice here for the Kings?
So, one, the amount of conditioning. I think Doug Christie coming out and saying that they want to be the most well-conditioned team in the NBA and they want to get out and run and play 94 feet. You can see that on the first 2 days. A ton of running, a ton of conditioning, and you know that was the sentiment according to the guys. Maybe even 2 or 3 months ago, they said, "Hey, be ready to come into camp, be conditioned because we're going to get after it and we're going to run." So I think that's something that you're definitely seeing in the first 2 days. It's also interesting, Doug Christie putting his little mark on this team with the offensive scheme. I think defensively they're going to pick up 94 feet like they said and play the Doug Christie defense that we've been accustomed to, specifically last year and then from his playing days, but offensively of how things are going to look. I don't think you're gonna see the same type of offensive scheme with a lot of DHOs off of Domas and being able to play pick and roll type of offense. But where they put Domas is where it's going to be different this year. They're talking about how the wrinkles of the offense will be different. I don't think you'll see Domas more at the top of the key, I think, or in the dunker spot. I wouldn't be surprised if he's more on the outside wings areas, creating DHOs out there. Doug was saying he loves splits, and maybe, Kenny, if you can explain what a split is to the listeners for basketball terms. But I think offensively things are going to look a little differently and maybe open up the offense a little bit more and play to everybody's strengths, right? I don't think it's all going to be completely DHO related. I think that's going to be the basics of the offense. But what they've told us is that the offense is going to be looking a little bit different, and it's going to play to everybody's strengths. So if it's Malik Monk out there, if it's Dennis, if it's DeMar, if it's Zach, if it's Keegan, like, I think Keegan a lot more catch and shoot. I think you might see DeMar play a lot of more one-on-one going down to the lane. I think it's going to play high pick and roll with Zach for him to be able to pull up and then also attack the paint. And then Dennis, I think, is more like Malik, where it's just a two-man game between back and forth between him and Domas. But once again, I think the offense is going to go through Sabonis, and I think they're going to run a ton.
That's the other thing that that really in short bit of clips that I've seen is they look like they want to play fast, and they want to get up and down the floor. And some people think that's not the way to go about it when you have a guy like DeMar DeRozan or something like that on your roster. But I think DeMar can get up and down to a certain degree, or at the very least push the ball up the floor and try to get some easy transition buckets. Is that you kind of laid out the way they were playing the they might go about running the offense, but is that the overriding thing that you saw early in training camp? Is they want to play fast. They want to get up and down the floor.
Yeah, I think that is. I think the overriding part is just getting out in transition and pushing the ball. And I even push back when you say, like, hey, DeMar, that's not DeMar's game. I think that's not DeMar's game now, what we've been used to when his later years in Toronto, Chicago, and what we've seen last year with the Kings. Look at DeMar at USC, and look at DeMar in his early years with the Spurs. He did get out and run. He was a fast-paced type of guy. I think he's morphed his game a little bit more into the turnaround, go get a bucket type of guy. But I don't think it's not in his toolbox. So that's why I've been pushing back on people saying, I don't think that DeMar doesn't fit this thing, the scheme. I think he does. I also think that go out and run scheme and push the ball fits everybody else on the roster, right? I think Keegan can go push the ball. I think it sells with Sabonis, especially if he's going to get the rebound and going to push the ball. Works with Malik, with Dennis and Zach, and even Keon, you throw that into the mix. And Neek did that a good amount. He was the main ball handler at Colorado State. So I think it does fit the scheme for the majority of players. I think when you look at DeMar, we've only been used to what we've seen from him for the past 5 years, which is a slowdown type of player and back to the basket type of player. I think if they change the mindset of what DeMar can do, I think you might see a more transition type of guy this year and something that he did earlier in his career.
By the way, real quick, sorry I ignored you, Jake. Splits, at least from what I know what splits are in basketball, is exactly what it sounds like, right? So if I have the ball and I pass to my right and I go to set a screen for Damian, as opposed to coming off the screen, maybe I'll look like I'm setting a screen and then I'll slip and go to the basket and maybe draw a defender this way. Damian will just take my spot at the top of the key. He'll be wide open, puts the defense in a little bit of a compromising situation if they don't have communication or they can't read the play because it's kind of going off of action. So as far as I know, that's what splits are. Could be wrong, depending on their terminology for it.
Well, set the screen for me. I'm gonna hit the shot.
I'm gonna take the defense with me, and they can go be wide open. That's cash right.
Hey, I heard. I found out that Dame used to play really good. Used to hoop back in the day. Found that out from his birthday party back in the day. So
someone was lying to you. Someone looked you right in the face and lied to you. There's levels to this. You were talking about DeMar, and DeMar taking on a role that maybe he hasn't had since early in his career. Like, I think one thing that really stood out to us, one of our favorite parts about Media Day, Jake, was like DeMar legitimately was pissed. Like DeMar's like, I don't like the way people are talking about us. I don't like the way that things went last year. Everybody knows that things went bad last year. And he repeated, you know, the way he felt that things went last year. And I was talking earlier, I love that energy. Yeah, give me that. I don't want the whole team to have that energy, but a 16-year certified vet Hall of Famer. Yeah, give me that. Give me that chip on the shoulder. 10 times out of 10, I'll take it.
I love it. I think the raw emotion and the honesty and the transparency, like without swearing like he did four times in the interview, but bleep, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. If I'm a Beam team guy, like if I'm a Kings fan, that's exactly what I want to hear from my veteran. And I think he's taking the onus on himself saying like, hey, fam, don't count us out because last year was a roller coaster ride and we had a lot of things going on behind the scenes. But this year, if we got our things in check and have a base plan of how we're going to go about it and a concept and a plan moving forward, you know, watch out, fam, because we got a bunch of people on here that love being doubted. I think DeMar loves being doubted. I think Zach loves being doubted. I think Malik loves being doubted. And then you have young guys like Keegan and Keon that are both playing for contracts and are playing for futures. And I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. Domas, I think, is just always going to be steady Eddie from what we've known about him. But those are the guys that give me the chip. All right, I'm good with it. I'm okay. I would have no problem being able to say, hey, I'm going to prove the rest of the Western Conference wrong. Heck, the national media wrong. And let's be real here. The national media doesn't really know a lot about the Sacramento Kings. I've seen it for 3 years. You guys have known about it for forever, right? They look at the record. They look at maybe a couple of games that are on prime time, and that's it. They don't study this team. And I can tell that because of the year that they made the playoffs and how it was just so undercovered by the national media. No one really had no idea what
Stephen
they were
A. Smith
about.
Being shocked that De'Aaron Fox was good was an all-time like moment.
For real. I think the honesty from him was really refreshing from Media Day. But can I give you a guy that I'm really refreshed by? And yeah, I think it has to do with him being married. Keegan Murray. Mm. All right. I think we got the most I have heard from Keegan was on Media Day, and the most I got out of him was from Media Day of how transparent and honest he was been, not only about last year, but where he wants his game to be. Right? I feel like the first 3 years of his career he's been put in a box. First year, catch and shoot guy. Second and third year, be more of a defensive guy and have a role. This year, I don't think they're putting him in a box. I think they're saying, Keegan, you need to go be you, Bubba, and you need to go out there and call for it when you want the ball. And when you're cooking and you got your wiggle rolling, like, let's go have you go get that ball and be able to take over games. That's what I'm intrigued about because Keegan now knows that. They've also said the past 2 days that Keegan has stepped up and talked more this year or this training camp, which has been very refreshing to hear because I think that's his evolution of his career. What's his next step? Can he become a main option in the offense? Can he be a guy that vocalizes what he thinks is right and what is wrong? And if he can start doing that in training camp, I think it could set him up for a really nice season. That's something that he said he worked on this offseason is being able to get his basket, be able to create shots more. And I'm intrigued to see what it actually looks like in real-life games coming up next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.